Welcome to the Path Podcast, where we will travel the lives of some bold women, from dreams to detours to destiny. She did not choose this path. This path chose her. This is the Path Podcast. Hey, 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 welcome back, Path listeners, to another episode of the Path Podcast with your sister, your motivator, your confidence builder, the one who believes that purpose is bigger than obstacles. Well, Path listeners, we are popping in doing a solo episode, again, motivating you because of some of the things that I need motivation for myself. And I tell you, this one is going to be exciting because it stemmed from something that I listened to a few days ago that was encouraging, because I'm forever listening to motivational speakers out there and everyone who encourages me. And I do that, and then sometimes it inspires me because of what I'm feeling in my life at the moment. And to tell you the truth, I have been in a place where I'm trying to figure some things out still, like the future of the Path Podcast, me trying to build the speaking business, and still doing some of the other work that I have to still do today. But as I try to figure this all out, I listen to a lot of motivational speakers that encourage me and in turn feeds me, because I've learned something new when I was writing this podcast is my love language is motivation. Well, let me say one of my love languages is motivation. I need someone to, I love positivity. I love to be around people who are positive. Not that we all don't go through things in our lives like I am. I've gone through things, of course, as you've heard before, but I love people who are encouraging or can encourage even themselves. And I know everyone is not there. So that's why a person like me is out here, because hopefully I can help do that for you and be that person for even the positive people who need that, because I need that. I had a friend who today just encouraged me. She's a sister, I'll say, encouraged me and a few of the other ladies in this core group that I'm in. And she sent something to each one of us. And so that helped me tremendously. And I need that as well, because we always have to have someone pour back into us. But today I came in because of where I'm feeling. I feel like I want to pivot at some point, and I just want to be in the right place at the right time doing that. And again, I don't want anyone out there to ever be afraid when you have to pivot. Pivoting does not mean failure, trust me. But that's not what I'm here to talk about today. I wanted to talk about something about how we should all handle hard better. Learning to handle hard better. I heard this amazing speech, again, with me listening to people who motivate me. And the speech came from a coach of the Duke women's basketball team, and it went viral. And I don't want to say I stumbled upon it, because I think I just gravitate to positivity and I saw it, and thankfully I clicked on it. But this coach's name is Kara Lawson. She's the head coach again of the Duke's women's basketball program. And she was giving them a speech, and I'm going to read her quote first. Her quote, which sums up her speech, check it out, is on YouTube. I would probably put a mention of that in the show notes so you can go there as well. But her quote says, "It's not going to get easier. It's going to get harder. So make yourself a person that handles hard well, not someone who's waiting for the easy. Because if you have a meaningful pursuit in life, it will never be easy." How powerful is that? I promise you, when I sat and I listened to it, and I hope everybody truly hears what she's saying. What she was telling these young ladies is that we all wait for things to get easier. For the young people who just finished high school, for example, you were trying to fight to get through that exam. You made it. So now you will be a senior next year. Or the ones who graduated, it was the hardest thing you thought to finish all those courses, but you did it. So now you're looking forward to college. Trust me, her point, it still gets harder. So there's a freshman who just finished her freshman year who sat and can probably tell you nights that she's cried trying to finish that that exam she had versus and had to study and had to do like a 10-page report. And of course, everything is coming at you as a young person. Now that life gets hard. You don't have that structure anymore. Now you're balancing everything out. It seems so hard. And if any of you have ever been out there in your freshman year of college, you know sometimes it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy trying to make the right decisions. Do I go to that party or do I study for that exam, write that paper, and do everything I need to do? I used to always tell my daughter, this is not free school, so don't go there playing. But it's hard. So we had to get through that hard. And then after you graduate from college, after you get through all those hards, and I'm pretty sure I'm not listing, and I can't list all of the hards that we deal with or dealt with in college. Now you are this young adult. Now you're trying to get to that next step in life. We all want that high paying job and or do business for ourselves. And we know that's not easy as well, as some parents have already told some of our young people. I wish it was easy as pie and we walk right into our that top paying job or whatever we went for that degree. We got that degree in. Unfortunately, life doesn't always turn out that way. For some, if it did, kudos to you. And for some of us, it didn't happen that way. I didn't walk right into that six-figure job like I thought I would. But that doesn't mean it wouldn't happen. And a lot of us are not even in the career that the field that we thought, well, we went to school for, we have our degree in. And then there's an entrepreneur who felt the led to start the business. You started the business, but then you feel like it's still not going the way you plan for it to go. That you're waiting on the finances to change, you're waiting on the people to come, you're waiting on whatever it is you're waiting on, and it feels like it is so hard. And sometimes it is hard. But just think about the time when you started the business. Think about the time when you took the exam and passed the exam. Think about the time that you finally graduated. All of those times leading up to those decisions and those moments, it was never easy. So don't think as you move forward in life that whatever your next is will be easy. That is the point that Kara Lawson was making. It doesn't get easier. You have to learn to handle hard better, because after that one thing that you have mastered, the next thing is going to feel hard. So for example, again, the kids who graduated from high school, now they're going to college. It's a new hard thing that they're going to have to deal with. Not saying everything will be hard, but there will always be something hard. With the new business, with me trying to do the podcast right now, I'm trying to determine how to pivot, where to pivot, doing the speaking business. I need to get out networking, working with businesses, trying to book myself in conferences. It feels hard, everybody. Let me tell you from my own life. But you know what? The same way I started this podcast because I thought it was hard. Now the podcast, I'm not saying every part of it is easy, but the podcast is now easier to me. I have my hosting site. I have my information to reach out to guests. I have some information to show that I'm legitimate now. These things feel hard in the very beginning. Everything, listen to me, will feel hard in the very beginning, but you will master that if you don't give up. You have to keep moving. She said something else. It is a mental shift. If you go to my website, www.arlenebolden.com, that's the three things I'm always going to talk about. Transforming the mind. You have to transform your mind to understand that life happens this way. If you don't, you will be miserable at life. It's not that you will never deal with anything, but you have to learn to know, okay, yes, this is hard. Yes, I have to overcome this, but I can do it. You have to put it in your mind. Then you have to make a decision. Make a decision, write out the plan. And the third thing is to move forward boldly. You have to move forward. We have to move forward afraid. We have to move forward scared. We have to move forward. That's the point. If not, what are you going to do? Stay stuck. Like I'm sitting in a chair right now. If I don't get up and move, I will sit here and rotten away. When I started this podcast, you will hear, and as you all know, some of you, there are millions of podcasts out there. And sometimes, yes, I get frustrated because I'm like, why are all of these stars out here doing these podcasts? Because they're taking some of people like me, my guests. But you know what? I have to learn to get better. I have to learn to grow. That's why I'm thinking as I pivot, what am I going to do? Not move away from my core of what I'm called to do, but move into a way where I feel like God is leading me, first of all, so I can reach more people. So I can do for the podcast what needs to be done. And if I'm told to shut it down so I can start just on the speaking business alone, I will do that as well. But that's not where I'm led. I'm led to still do the speaking business as well as the podcast. And that's what I will continue to do. I also want to say that when I started the podcast, I, of course, was looking for perfection. Again, they say, get out there and just start. I still have a lot I need to learn, a lot I'm growing in. My daughter is correcting me on a lot of stuff. Trust me, everyone, when she listens to this podcast, she's probably going to give me some tips and things to start and stop doing as I talk again. And this is almost 3 years later. But at least I can say I started. It wasn't easy. And what I've learned, they always say, if you take one step, God will show you the next step. So with me starting this, that's why I know maybe now I may need to pivot. Sometimes we have to pivot. See, one time before when I started this, I was afraid. I wanted it all to be perfect and I didn't have to change a thing. If I have to change the name, I will change the name. If I have to bring in a guest host, I will bring in a guest host. I am not afraid of it anymore because I believe that God said, I trust you with that you started it. Now I can trust you with the next. And will the next be easy, everyone? Probably not, but I'm ready for the challenge. And sometimes we have to reassure ourselves of that every day. I want this podcast to even be something that motivates you every day. If you feel like you need that daily dosage of motivation, I want to be that person for you because that's why I always start out with, I'm your motivator, your confidence builder. I'm that one who does believe that purpose is bigger than obstacles and we can do whatever it is that we're called to do. Here on the Path Podcast, I am your motivational coach. That's what I do. I am a motivational speaker and I am a motivational coach. I love to inspire. I love to see everybody win at life because if you need a pick-me-upper, I'm that one that will pick you up because I do believe that purpose is bigger than obstacles. A lot of times what I think we all have to do, Arlene is first in that line, is I have to start writing out my plan and following it. I have to write out a plan that is not easy sometimes. I have been telling myself, Arlene, get up. I was saying 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock just pops in because I think I heard Eric Thomas say he gets up at 5 o'clock, 4 or 5 o'clock a.m. every morning. And you know what? I don't have to do what Eric does. I listen to him because he motivates me. He's one of those coaches I listen to that inspires me. I don't have to do what he does, but I take advice from the things that he does. But I have to do what works for me. Mine may be 6 o'clock a.m. And to be honest, I am a late night owl. So I like to work late at night, but sometimes I'm drained by that time because I'm talking to several people throughout the day. And I think I pour a lot into others, which is a great thing and I enjoy doing. So at nighttime is hard. So I'm trying to figure those things out in my life. You can do the same. Write out your plan. And if things are not moving the way you want it, you have to check your plan and to check yourself. Because it's like, Arlene, are you working the plan? And you have to be honest with yourself. Arlene, no, you're not. For 3 weeks, you did not get up at 6 o'clock a.m. Or 3 weeks, you did not stay up past 12 working on your plan. What are the things you need to do to make that next thing happen? It feels hard. For me, one of the things is I know I'm needing to learn to set boundaries. Set my boundaries as well as work out the plans. I always love to say I'm that one, I think big picture. And then sometimes I really do believe I need someone to help me strategize the big picture, because that step one, step two, step three sometimes can be daunting for me, but I know I have to do it and I have to move with step one. Step one will lead to step two. And just like I said, sitting in this chair, if I don't do step one is just going to sit there and rotten. So here are some of the steps I want you to follow today. Pray about it. And once you feel like you have confirmation on some things, write the plan. Once you write the plan, set some boundaries around you on what you need to do to make those plans come to fruition. Then you need to follow the plan. Again, sometimes we have to step back and say, okay, I need to check myself again. Am I doing this the right way? Review your progress. If you're not making progress, check yourself again. Am I getting up the time I said I need to get up to do what I need to do? Did I do step one? Did I do step two, or did I sit on it? After you review the plan, the progress in the plan, if things are not working, it's okay to pivot. Pivot where you need to pivot and make a change and continue to move. Step one will go to, again, to step two. Step two goes to step three. Always what needs to be in our plan is checking ourselves to say, okay, am I looking at Facebook too much? Am I looking at Instagram too much? And if I'm looking at Twitter too much, because that's taking up the time that we need. And those boundaries again, am I talking to this person when they're not adding value to what I need to be doing today? If they're not of the plan and you're in those, you've set aside 4 hours for your business, work the business. If the family loves you or the friends love you, they will understand. And if they don't, sometimes you have to say, oh, well, and just it, because it's, we have to get to a place where we take care of self. I heard another great quote, and it was on an Instagram page called Her Amazing Mindset. She wrote, currently creating the woman I want to be. Excuse me while I become super selfish with myself, my time, and my energy. Trust me, that's where you need to be to work your business. We have to become super selfish in some ways because we have to work the business. The business is going to benefit our families, our lives, selves, and the world. And if you are a believer in Christ like I am, I'm going to honor God. You, whatever your belief is, whatever positive energy you're putting into the world, whatever it is, you have to be super selfish to see that business, that purpose, that plan come to fruition. Stop looking at everyone else. Stop saying you're too old. Stop saying I'm not like me, don't care to be on some of these social media pages, but we have to be. We have to stop making excuses and doing and looking at everything else except our plan. We have to continue the course. We will get tired sometimes. We will get frustrated, but we have to keep pushing. We have to keep moving. That's why sometimes you do need a coach to help push you further than you would normally go yourself. That's why we get trainers sometimes. I need one today because I know a trainer will help push me further than I want to go. So sometimes you need that in life as well. Someone to tell you, you can do it. Take the next step. Remind you why you started, because life will make us forget that sometimes. We have to set expectations and stick with it. Having someone help you do that, or a friend or a mother or a father, someone who loves you, is important, because we do know that life sometimes can be hard. We never said it would be easy, but we have to learn to handle hard better, as Kara Lawson stated. No matter what it is, you can handle hard better. Path listeners, our hopes and dreams are waiting on us, and they matter. Do not give up. Do not give in. There is purpose that only you can do. There is only something God gifted you to do, or he would not have trusted in you. Again, don't give up. Don't give in. Don't let anyone talk you out of it, because the vision wasn't given to everyone else. It was given to you. Well, Path listeners, for sake of time, I'm going to end this episode, but I hope you were inspired just like I have been. And if you ever need a daily dose of inspiration, Don't forget to subscribe to the Path Podcast. We will still bring in some amazing stories that also are very inspiring. I also want to come in more often to do these types of talks because it inspires me. Whatever I'm feeling, I do believe someone else is feeling some of the same things out there. We can't stop. We won't stop. We will keep going. Again, my crown is not complete until every woman wears her crown proudly. Until next time, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for hanging with us. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and other platforms so you can stay up on our bi-weekly real conversations with these bold women. You can follow The Path Podcast on Facebook at The Path Podcast and on Instagram and Twitter at @The_Path_Podcast. And if you would like to be a guest on the show or have questions for a future show, you can email us at thepath4ward@gmail.com. That's thepathforward@gmail.com. And if you're looking for a speaker or you're in need of a life coach, please reach out to me again at thepathforward@gmail.com or at ACKOREH@gmail.com. Thank you. Until next time.